Now we want to take a minute to visit with an old friend. His name is David Rector. He was for many years a producer on this program. David left NPR in 2008 and moved to California to pursue his dream of being on the air. But that didn't happen. He suffered an aortic dissection, a tear in a major blood vessel, that left him unable to speak or walk. Now his fiancée, Roz Alexander Kasparek, is helping give him a voice again. NPR's Petra Mayer caught up with Roz and David in San Diego.
This is a story about love. It's a story about bad things happening to good people, about memory and perseverance, and comic books. But most of all, it's a story about a voice.
I'm David Rector, and we're going to start off things nice and easy with Nat King Cole and Unforgettable.
This is a practice session David recorded after he left NPR. He wanted to get his radio announcer chops back. David was here for decades, going all the way back to the days of magnetic tape and razor blades. He was known as a quiet guy with an encyclopedic knowledge of movies, pop culture, and especially comic books.
I'm also a comics fan. That was one of the reasons David and I bonded right away.
That's Bob Molesky, who was David's boss for many years at Weekend Edition Sunday.
I tended to be a Marvel Comics person. He was a DC Comics guy, so occasionally we'd get into rather detailed arguments about the merits of various superheroes. He knew everything. He really did.
So naturally, David timed his arrival in California to coincide with San Diego Comic-Con, one of the biggest comics conventions in the country. Roz Alexander Kasparek says they had a blast.
We saw the Incredible Hulk. You know, we went to all the panels. He knew all the people. I don't know any of these people.
But they didn't make it back the next year. 8 months later, he got sick.
We went one day from basically being on a treadmill while I was in dance class to not being able to move or speak.
The man who wanted to make a living with his voice suddenly had no voice, in more ways than one. He could only use his thumb. He was given a court-appointed conservator. He no longer had the right to vote. Miserable, he stopped responding to his therapists. Roz fought an acrimonious legal battle to get him out of a series of nursing homes. And through it all, she kept notes, and she wrote to anyone who would help. One person who did help was their comics industry friend, Batten Lash, creator of a long-running strip called Supernatural Law.
One day last year, she just said, "Ben, I have this idea. David and I want to do a comic book." And it was like the light bulb going over her head because, you know, David loves comics. It's almost like therapy. Why not? Let's do it.
Lash helped Roz find an artist, a mutual friend named Trevor Nielsen. He walked her through the steps of creating a comic based on David's experiences. Roz herself says she knew it had to be a superhero comic. And that's the origin story, because every superhero needs an origin story, of the character Recall. He's
part Spectre and part very underground human who imparts memory, seeds memory in others that's karmic.
Recall is almost like an astral projection. While his body lies stricken in a hospital bed, his spirit roams around, dispensing karmic justice by projecting memories into your mind. Do good, and you get a dose of good memories. Do bad, and you get the idea. At his side is Given, who's based on Roz. And she's called that because her love for Recall is a given. Roz says David approves all the story and art choices, and he relishes his editorial role.
The one thing that brought him back was the comic. He would wake up, he would do his little finger things, he would make himself known, he would make his voice heard with regard to the comic that would bear his story.
David Rector can't speak right now, but his voice is there, on paper, in the curves of pen and ink, and the careful lettering of a superhero comic book. Petra Mayer, NPR News.
You can see pages of Recall and Given on our website, npr.org/books.